the Novos. This is the Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Very good.
Really good.
Can I just say, to start the show today, Jess, in your news, what should have been the top story, I'm just saying, Robbo naked at a council meeting.
God.
I mean,
what the hell is he doing? I've just pulled up the picture.
It's
man.
Not flattering.
Is he?
Not at all. Sorry, buddy.
Because I haven't seen it yet. Is he quite chiseled? Like, does he have a good six pack?
Have a look at that.
Oh no, he's had six spears maybe along the way.
Or a dozen.
Yeah. Does he look? He doesn't. That's not a shaved chested man, is it either? It's very quite hairy.
Can't tell from over here, but
there's a man who doesn't give two F's about anything.
Question for you, Jess, wow. And perhaps you know the answer to this. Is there any rules about whether you have to wear clothing to Zoom council meetings?
Well, are there rules for Zoom council meetings? I mean, this is new territory still, isn't it?
That's probably the
testing
thing.
The boundaries.
Certainly. Some sort of testies on show here, isn't it?
He's very quickly becoming an influencer.
Mm.
The last viral story.
You reckon?
Well, the last viral story, remember that like went big on TikTok and now he's naked. I love New Atali Nelms.
Yeah.
She just like chopped him down. I need to find the audio.
Well, yes, we've got to look into it. That's an investigation that needs to happen. To be fair, though, it's rare that other Newcastle council members, other than New Atali, have any kind of news story about them. He's two for two.
Yeah.
So, you say what you will.
In the business of creating headlines, this guy.
He's making them.
Hey, some people just like to be naked.
That's absolutely true.
Jackson,
not on Zoom.
Good morning.
You're a person that likes to be naked.
I like around the house.
And you can sympathise here.
Yeah, but not with Robbo.
No nakedness around the house.
Anyway, more details on that later. We have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Lads versus lasses up next.
Yeah, guys, you need to defend your honour. You're only on 74. The lasses are taking the lead on 80. We have a family pass for Newcastle Superpart for grabs. So if you want to get involved with lads versus lasses, 13-10-09. We need one guy, one girl next.
The Novos.
Lads versus lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, it looks like we still need a lass on 13-10-09 for lads versus lasses this morning. The guys, sorry, you're trailing 74. The lasses on 80. Just putting it out there, you're more than a week behind.
Yeah, but today's going to be an easy win because no ladies have called.
Oh,
so.
No, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Win. Doesn't matter even if you get none right, which is cool.
Oh, it looks like someone's calling through.
Okay,
sorry,
right,
Creepo.
Right. It's time to meet our lad now, though. His name is Brad from Cessnock. Works in furniture retail. His go-to for drinks is beer. He wishes he had the ability to be invisible and said the dumbest thing he's ever tried to do was steal someone's shoes. What happened there? Yeah, man.
I was on a bit of a manager's conference.
Yeah.
On the beers.
Yeah, mate. We sort of partied on all night, and then I thought it'd be. I sort of went down to the breakfast without any shoes. I thought it was good to claim my transport manager's shoes. That didn't quite work out too well.
Oh my god!
Can I say, Brad? I really like that you're comfortable telling this story. Thank you very much.
I hear about it. Hear about it at every conference and the weeks leading up to the next one.
So. Oh, mate, Brad from Cessnock, watch your shoes.
Start leaving pairs of shoes at your hotel door.
Lock up your shoes. Brad's coming. All right, let's get into these questions. First one. The Sports Girl logo is made up of five coloured stripes. Blue, green, yellow, red, and what?
Purple?
Oh, no, it's white, unfortunately. Yeah. All right, number two. This one's multiple choice. How many hairs does the typical eyebrow have? Is it A, 250, B, 350, or C, 450?
I'm going to go with 350.
Oh, no, it was 250. tough
oh,
one.
Oh, damn it.
I've never counted mine. All right.
Yeah, same.
Question three. The keto diet typically cuts out what types of food? The keto diet.
I wouldn't have a clue. I have heard about it, but...
It's all the carbs and sugars. It's people that go for the protein and all that sort of stuff.
No, Brad, that's all right. We'll see how Leonie from Ellamore Vale goes. She works in security, has three kids, two grandkids, was in the very first Newcastle women's all-age rep team for soccer, and her lucky number is 4. Welcome, Leonie.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, going well. Lucky number 4 hasn't won you anything before.
A big stuffed toy at the show years ago.
See, I always see people that win those really big teddy bears that are the size of a human. I think, man, how are you going to get rid of that? It's just going to sit in the spare room and gather dust.
Yeah, basically that's all it does.
Yeah. Unless you're single, really good to cuddle.
Oh, there you go. Top tip. What big teddy bear do you have at home? Is it a tiger that you cuddle on with?
For me to know.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah. All you need is one question right to walk away with the win, Leonie. Let's do this.
Okay.
Question one, what type of tool is a Stilson's?
Is that a ladder?
No, it's a wrench. Question number two, what does the RF in RFID tag stand for?
Royal Fire, I don't know.
Radio frequency. You're listening to it right now. Question number three, for the win, what does the brand Full Ball make?
Digging materials.
Power tools. It's a tiebreaker coin toss.
One today.
Yeah. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, Leonie. Ladies first today. Heads or tails for the win for the Newcastle Super Putt Family Pass.
Heads.
Heads. Head for Leonie.
Heads. It's tails.
Oh.
Yes, lads.
Brad, you are a winner, my friend.
The shoe stealer takes out the win.
You've got to be kidding.
No, you won.
You won, man.
Get out. How good's that? I didn't have to ask to get the question wrong.
You didn't even have to.
Didn't even have to get the twink off. The twink off.
When you're stealing those shoes, one day it come good.
So did I somehow, which is really weird.
Ah, good job, Brad. Oh, he's great.
I love Brad. Guys, up next is something very important we have to talk about.
Yeah.
Of course, there's the big vaccination drive that's been happening, you know, at the moment with COVID and all that. But there's a very important vaccination drive that's been happening in the animal world as we try and vaccinate all the koalas, because they're running wild with chlamydia at the moment.
Oh, dear.
I thought they always have that.
No, well, no, not at all. This is a relatively new problem.
Oh, good.
That we need to sort out. Roll up your sleeves, koalas. We need to sort out your STDs.
The Novos.
So, of course, there's the big vaccination drive happening at the moment to try and get us all very safe, right, because of the whole COVID situation. However, there's another vaccination drive that I didn't realise was so important and is happening right now, and that is, and it's quite ambitious, to vaccinate all of the koalas because chlamydia in koala populations is running wild at the moment.
I thought this was already a thing.
Well, look, it has been on and off a problem with koalas, but it's getting really bad now. In fact, some surveys of the koala population in Queensland have suggested at least half of wild koalas are infected with chlamydia, maybe even more.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. So when you said they're trying to vaccinate every single koala in the wild,
yeah,
I thought, man, that is impossible.
No.
I've just had a look at the numbers.
Yeah.
The Australian Koala Foundation estimates there are less than 100,000 koalas left in the wild, possibly as few as 43,000.
Oh, jeez.
So it's definitely possible, considering how we're going to do 18, 19, 20 million people for COVID or whatever. So this is definitely possible. And now, perhaps we've got those clinics like at Belmont or whatever that are set up with their all socially distanced spacing for the seats and everything. It'd be perfect, right?
Big treetop bar. Vaccination hub somewhere exactly. out here, Port Stephens.
Now, they're very, very experienced at this sort of thing. And after we're done vaccinating all the people, there's going to be a lot of people who do that for a job, maybe out of work. That's all I'm saying.
Do you think there's going to be any anti-vax koalas out there going, I'm not getting this?
Not a chance, because they sleep like 20 hours a day.
They don't have
the energy to do all that protesting.
So koalas basically just sleep en route.
20 hours a day is sleep, and it's quite amazing to have time to do any rooting, because they have to do all the eating in the 4 hours that are left, and they eat those leaves, which are just nutritionally absolutely nothing, right?
This is why they sleep 20 hours a day.
What question, how do they get them, though?
Get what?
Like, real talk.
How do they get chlamydia?
How are they getting up the trees to get them?
Oh,
like, to vaccinate them. I mean, it's okay to talk about it. What, are they just waiting for them to climb down?
Sure. I think they use ladders, surely.
Long game, geez.
Yeah, or they can use, you know how they do tree pruning? They got the little spiky shoes, and then they climb up with you've got all that OH&S harness gear that you have to go up and for doing that sort of thing.
I suppose it's very easy to sneak up on them, because if they're going to be asleep the entire time,
asleep.
They're probably not even going to notice they're being vaccinated.
You know those,
what happened? What was that little prick?
Do I
have chlamydia now?
You know in Star Wars, how they have that floating robot with the needle in it?
That's right.
That they use to torture Princess Leia?
Perfect.
It's like a drone.
Yeah.
Like, invest in drone technology.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Now, one of the other questions you may have is, can I get this chlamydia from koalas?
Yeah.
And, of course, I looked into it. There are two types that the koalas have, which is scary in itself. One is basically koala on koala.
Yeah,
You're not going to get that. The other type, though, strain C, can infect humans. How that might happen, you may be wondering at this point. And this is from the scientific article. It says, if an infected koala were to urinate on someone, it's possible that you could catch koala chlamydia from that, if it has the type C. So be aware, if you see a koala in a tree, do not stand under it. Hence did pee.
Oh, wow. Thank you, sir.
The Novos. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Guys, of course, during lockdown, we weren't really able to do anything, including going to Kmart. Now, one of the first things people did at midnight on Freedom Day was line up and go into Kmart, which I found, look, a little bit weird, but, I mean, you're into what you're into, right?
That's more than weird. That's astonishing.
Would have went to a pub, maybe a hairdresser, but not Kmart. Wasn't first on the list.
You might have seen a few articles doing the rounds, but on TikTok, a new trend has arisen.
Mm.
People saying that due to the mess that's been left after these hordes of people go through Kmart and just leave clothes everywhere, mess it up, people are saying on TikTok that if you go to Kmart and shop there regularly, that you're a feral.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Like, I see this and seems reasonable.
Now, look, I do have some examples here of a few pictures of different Kmart stores a couple of days after lockdown. Now, have a look at this. It looks like your teenage son's bedroom.
Clothes
everywhere. Yeah. Clothes piled up, maybe a meter high. You can't find anything.
That's disgusting.
Not good.
And typical behaviour from the whole, when people get into a rush at Kmart for something, they lose their minds. Mm. Remember there was an air fryer and there was it turned into a riot from memory.
Chatting to a friend about this actually yesterday, he agreed with you, Crevo. If you shop at Kmart, you're a feral. I'm quite offended by this because I do like to shop at Kmart and I don't consider myself a feral.
Look, I've bought things there in the past. Don't know. I just can't
be a hypocrite.
It's not your go-to.
No, definitely not. Look at that. Look at that picture. It is disgusting behaviour, what's going on there.
See, I love Kmart, but I'm not going into Kmart and doing that. I'm not a feral.
Well, look at it, though, Meg. You associate with that place, with that shop.
Around the team, who shops at Kmart? Yeah. Jackson, starting with you.
It's a no from me.
Really? No, when's the last time you walked into a Kmart?
Probably with my mum, like when I lived with her when I was 16. Oh, actually, I used to buy kitty litter from Kmart. That's about it.
That's what it's good for.
Surely you got it delivered so you wouldn't have to walk in.
Jess, are you a Kmart shopper?
Not really, no.
Yeah, you're not missing
David
anything.
David Jones gal.
Is that the
DJs,
vibe I give up?
Fancy.
Maya, if you're on a budget.
Tajay. Ooh. Meg, you shop at Kmart. I shop at Kmart.
No, just it's... Look at it. It's cheap stuff, and it's no good. And look at the stuff they're leaving everywhere, like a junk pile.
10:09 this morning. Are you a feral if you shop at Kmart? We need both sides here to defend the team. Team Meg.
Yeah.
You're not a feral if you shop at Kmart, or are you Team
Filth? It's all filth.
The Novos.
13:10:09 this morning. Bit of a controversial one. Are you a feral if you shop at Kmart? Crevo, I actually can't believe you. Mm. This is why we call you Millionaire Mark, because I feel like you're out of touch with the everyday person sometimes.
Look, I've purchased things there in the past, but now I've seen these scenes that I think are showing the true colours of the shoppers there unfolding. The footage is just astonishing. First, I remember a little while ago there was the whole air fryer debacle, and then more recently there was something about a $1.67 plate that was another Kmart story, and now this, to me, that's a trifecta.
But you're in the company of two people who do shop at Kmart. So what does that say about you, about us?
I don't know. Well, you tell me.
People are going wild on TikTok. Just vision from different Kmarts from right across the country. Since we've opened up, especially here in New South Wales, even here in Waratah, I've heard stories of just things being a massive mess because people just don't care.
They're just throwing clothes everywhere.
Crap everywhere. So a lot of people are saying you're feral if you shop at Kmart. I get it. It's uncivilized behavior, but I don't think you're a feral if you shop at Kmart. There's lots of good things available there.
Yeah, but look at the evidence, Maddie. Look at that video footage. It's disgusting.
That's a niche amount of people, though. That's not everyone who goes into Kmart.
I don't know. I like to, you know, throw around a generalization
when
I can.
Under the bus by the sound.
Crevo.
Yes.
Where do you buy your plates from?
Just like a nice home store or something.
Have you ever purchased a Kmart homeware?
Of any kind?
Any kind.
Maybe once a grater or something because I had a specific type.
There's no shame in Kmart, guys. Simon's first up. Simon, are you a feral if you shop at Kmart?
Of course not. It's a shop. Everyone shops there.
But have you seen this footage? It looks like you wouldn't know the difference sometimes between a skip and the situation that's unfolding. There, clothes everywhere, just piled up like some teenager's room.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, that doesn't bother you.
Simon loves Kmart.
No, Simon's fine with enough. It.
Hey, Patrick, are you a feral if you shop at Kmart?
No, you're not a feral if you shop at Kmart at all.
There you go. See? Crevo, you just...
But have you not seen the footage? It's like a war zone in there, man. How do you explain that?
I've seen the footage and I think people just got a bit excited. But no, not a feral if you shop at Kmart. You're shopping on a budget.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Hey, Patrick, not all of us earn as much money as Crevo. And like, his version of Kmart is literally David Jones.
Oh, please.
Anything with a discount card, like discount code, he doesn't want it.
Do you own a discount card, Crevo? Like Kmart, like a Coles
Flybys.
Card, Flybys?
No, I don't like any of them.
Why?
I don't know. I just
too
don't
rich.
Have them.
The rest of us have to do just make
on,
do. You know,
just put on the Amex and move on.
Hey, Patrick,
that's what I say.
What's the last thing you purchased from Kmart?
Probably some new pillows for my dog.
So that's a good place to get them
dog
because
pillow.
They're nice and cheap.
Your dog's live in luxury.
Just to prove a point, yeah. I do have, you know, your like no discount cards. I have an app with all of mine.
Oh.
I'm a tight ass.
What is that?
I'm a tight ass. I use discount cards for everything.
Can I have a look at that, please?
Yeah.
I just want to go through.
Yeah.
Oh, let's look at Meg's shopping here. This is a whole other bit of entertainment.
Meg.
There's a lot.
Talk about... Oh.
I like to save money.
I can't get behind this.
I like to save money.
So, Meg's, let's run through Meg's different store cards.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cosmetics, Fragrance, Direct, Crossroads, Event Cinemas, Flybys, Hoyts, IKEA Family, Priceline, Qantas, Reading Cinemas, Spotlight, Taking Shape. It's
close shop.
Oh, okay. Woolies. Oh, that's it. 2, 4, 6, 8 to 12.
I haven't added all of them,
and
though.
Kathmandu.
That's the problem.
Too much.
Hey, better than keeping all those cards in your wallet, though,
that's
to be fair.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
But still, that's a lot of discount hunting.
Yeah. So you need to save money.
What we've arrived at, you're not a feral if you shop at Kmart. Right. Freebo is just a snob.
Yeah, well, you look at the footage on your own time and be a real judge, and don't be afraid to have an opinion. That's what I say.
I love it when you don't sit on the fence. It's a real, like...
You enjoyed
fresh,
it?
It's a real fresh, yeah, well, fresh take on things. Think.
guys, up next we are doing Beat the Meat. So it's like Beat the Bomb style game, but instead of giving away money or something, we give away sausages.
Do the sausages have to be in a neat order for you to buy them? Or?
Well, if they're displayed nicely at a fine butcher like Singo's, I'm more likely to purchase, of course. Singo's Butcheries, they have the prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. These guys have awesome meat. But if you want to win some for yourself, this is your chance.
The Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dog?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human!
Yeah, this is one of the best things we do each week, and that is to give someone the chance to take away the glory, to take away the big old pile of sausages. We stack them up in the special fridge here in the studio, all thanks to Singo's. It's like Beat the Bomb, but instead of that, it's Beat the Meat. We get to do it together, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, you're right, Meg.
Yeah, just
you
the
look
wording,
very entranced.
The wording. We are going to YA this morning to meet Jason. Works in earth moving. Says his two grandkids are the light of his life. He also says that if he had to get any of the Novos to plan a barbecue party to throw for him, it would be Maddie.
Yeah, you know it, Jason. It's a fun time.
What would you have in store, Maddie, then?
At Jason's party.
Yeah.
Beer pong.
Mm.
No kids. Great music. Strippers.
Might want to come along.
You into strippers, Jason?
Probably not anymore.
Okay. I don't mind a stripper at a party. I know it's trashy, but you know,
it's always fun.
Maddie loves it, and it's his party as well. So don't forget that, Jason.
All right, you ready to play Beat the Meat, Jason?
Let's go.
Just remember, yell stop when before the sausages explode, all right?
Yeah, don't get too greedy.
Here we go.
One sausage. Three sausages. Four sausages. Eight sausages. 12 sausages. 37 sausages.
Stop.
Oh, hey.
Well done.
You scored big time today, man.
Good job, man. You had literally a bee's dick away from the buzzer. You're 37 sausages. You got the maximum amount today. Good job, man.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's rare that happens. Mm. A lot of people, they either get too greedy or they end up with like half what you could have gotten.
Like half a sausage.
Yeah, or five.
Is that an option?
That's you, Meg. That's all you can eat.
At the moment,
half a sausage.
True.
Yeah.
I love the other day, Meg was like, oh, my partner Josh has made some like slow-cooked ribs.
Mm.
And she goes, oh, he's left me half a rib. She's like, but that's enough.
That's all I can eat.
To be fair, they were pretty decent. Like
meaty
sized
ribs.
Yes.
Big and meaty.
Good job. Guys, checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. And guys, very exciting. After 8 o'clock today, we are joined by the brand new Bachelorette, Brooke Blurton, which kicks off tonight, guys. So I can't wait to chat to her.
It's going
to
be great.
The Novos. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
So this weekend's going to be a little bit different for my fiancé and I. We have very, very different work schedules. So obviously I do breakfast hours. He does, like, it changes every week from 9
okay,
to 5.
So run us through. So you're getting up at 4 in the morning.
Yes.
Getting home at, like, midday.
Midday, roughly.
He's getting up at 7:30, starting work at 8 in the lounge room.
Not in the bedroom. In the bedroom. Oh, yes. But, like, sometimes perfect. He doesn't start until, like, 10:15 or something like that. So he doesn't get up to, like, 15 minutes before because he's working from home. The thing is, he works Tuesday to Saturday. So we don't normally get a full weekend off together. And this weekend, he's taken some annual leave and we're getting a full weekend off together, which I thought, oh, that's nice. He goes, how about we do a pub crawl? I'm like, oh, oh, that sounds good. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, we'll go around to all the different pubs around here, have a couple of drinks, move on. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind...
What else are you doing in a pub?
Yeah, but who else is coming?
Yeah, like he's already maybe organised some mates.
That's what I assumed. He's got mates who live around the corner from us. Maybe they're coming along. Should I invite some people? Maybe should I invite you guys? And he goes, no, just us. I'm like, is that really a pub crawl?
Well, firstly, I'm very offended because I would have said yes. We'll do our own pub crawl.
Yeah.
I'll give you the itinerary to rock up accidentally. But is this weird, a pub crawl just with your partner?
I've never heard of this before.
Like, call a date night or something, but not a pub crawl.
And even then... You just go to one place.
How romantic.
I know. Like, it's just us getting loose.
Especially, well, towards the end of a pub crawl, usually, from... I haven't done one in a few years, to be fair, but you end up pretty loose and walking, wandering the streets, trying to find a place that'll let you in.
Also, with a pub crawl, by the time you get to, like, the fifth pub, a couple of mates have already... Not at all. Like, they're already gone.
Exactly.
They've gone elsewhere, like you the other night. Buggered off to get a
gone.
Burger.
Gone!
Like, but I want to know on 13:09, is this weird, a pub crawl with just your partner?
Oh, have you done it before? So maybe some people are into it. I think it's weird.
You think it's weird?
So I've done this before, just thinking back to like a very long time ago when I had a partner. I used to go on pub crawls with him all the time. We used to go out together all the time, every week almost.
Just
go to
you
a few
two.
Different, not so much pub crawls, but bar crawls.
Yeah, this is pretty much what he's saying. Yeah.
This is cool, Meg. You connect on a deeper level. I know,
but we've been together for nearly 6 years. We don't really need to get onto a deeper level. We're engaged.
Keeps it interesting, Meg.
Yeah,
spontaneous.
True.
People whinge, right? Like you, in long-term relationships. Oh, things are getting a bit boring, blah, blah, blah. To me, this is such a great thing to keep things spicy.
Okay.
All right,
Fair enough.
We go.
But 13:09, do you think it's weird?
Definitely.
Jess, what do you think? Weird or perfectly
fine? I'm with you. This is good. This is fun.
Okay.
Why not go on a pub crawl with someone you like?
See, I'm... But I like the idea, if I'm going to go on a pub crawl, it's with a bunch of people and it's an event.
I think you're right, Meg. Maddie and Jess... What the hell?
Jackson, what about you?
No, I think it's totally normal. This is very, like, often happening in my relationship. I think it's fine. I think it's fun. I think before you even get married, you shouldn't be having these doubts about how boring it is.
Yeah.
6 years into marriage,
it's
man.
It's not that I think it's boring. I just think it's weird. A pub crawl should be with multiple people.
That's my point.
Yeah.
All right, 13:10:09, right or wrong, pub crawling with your partner. Every single person that gets on the show this week goes into the draw to win $200 worth of fuel.
Oh, how good at the moment.
The lines are open.
The Novos.
Everybody!
Oh, yeah, go, Meg.
Well, the thing is, I don't mind shots. Can we still do shots? Is it a thing anymore?
I can only really do a wet pussy shot now.
Okay, fair enough.
A week, you know?
Yeah.
I like them, but yeah, hard to get it.
Yeah, well,
bars
this week,
and stuff, I don't know what the situation is.
I don't know what the rules are now around shots, basically. But the thing is, apart from shots, my fiancé and I, we have a weekend off together for the first time in a long, long time. He suggested a pub crawl. Let's go, thinking it'll be a bunch of his mates. I could invite people along. No, he meant a pub crawl with just us.
And I see this as so romantic.
I don't... There's nothing romantic about a pub crawl.
A pub crawl
is meant to be a bunch of rowdy people getting together, having a couple of drinks, knocking off at the end of the night. That's what a pub crawl is.
You get moved on almost.
I was just saying to you guys off the air that when I used to go on pub crawls with my ex, we used to hate each other during the week, would go on the pub crawl the only time we got along.
Okay.
I don't know what that says about the relationship.
Well, that's for me to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
How dare you judge my former relationship? It was a bad relationship.
Oh, okay. I'll let you judge it.
It's not that I don't want to spend time with him. That's not the thing at all. It's more of the fact of, don't call it a pub crawl when it's just two people.
Pub crawl is a group activity.
Pub crawl is a group activity.
Well, what would you like him to call it, man?
Well, if we're a date night.
But you're going to different pubs.
I know, but
isn't
like,
that what a pub crawl is? It's not about the amount of people.
I reckon pub crawl, bare minimum four people. I reckon that should be like an Urban Dictionary definition should be pub crawl equals four or more people.
But the word date night adds this whole separate meaning to it. Like, it adds this sense of romance. Like, there's an expectation of a date night to be like dinner and a candle. Like, do you know what I mean? Pub crawl's fun and that's what it's going to be.
No.
I've got the definition of pub crawl.
Really? Oh, good. Okay.
A tour taking in several pubs or drinking places with one or more drinks at each. It's more about the drinks and venues, not about the amount of people. And you're right.
Well, I need to go onto Urban Dictionary.
You're so right, Jackson, because when you say date night, there's a certain expectation. A pub crawl's chill.
Our date nights are really boring anyway, so I'm not going to lie. Jeez, like, like dinner and movie.
Josh needs to step up his game by the sounds of it. Poor. Maybe he's trying. That's what he's trying to do.
Tamara, right or wrong, pub crawling with the partner.
Do it. It's a blast. Yeah, have a go. And you always meet people along the way that you can then form a group.
True.
Okay, great, there you go.
See, but I'm very antisocial. That's the problem.
Then,
then don't meet anyone along the way.
It's going to work better. These are people I already know.
Hey, Tamara, when's the last time you went out with your partner for a pub crawl?
It would have been in March or April when we were in Byron.
Oh, yeah.
And we had so much fun.
It spices everything up, right? Have you been with him for a long time?
Couple of years,
yeah. You get to that 2 years sort of stale bread stage and you're like, you know what, like a little bit of fun doesn't go astray.
And I think it's something different other than a date night, because you do date nights, you know, and it's the same lovely beautiful dinner, the wine, as you were saying before, sometimes candlelit, but to do something different, why not?
Okay. All right,
there we go. One for Team Maddie.
Groundskeeper Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, good.
All right. Should we do this date night? Well, not date night. Pub crawl with the partner?
Well, are you actually engaged or married?
We're engaged.
Right. Have you actually set a date yet?
That's another story.
That might be what the night's about, is organising a night to... set a date.
Oh, no, he knows I don't want to have a wedding. That's the problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
Meg just wants to be engaged forever.
No, I want to get married. I don't want a wedding, though.
Ah, oh, separate.
Pete, do you have a woman in your life?
Yes, my little lovey. She works at the Wyong Hospital and she's getting smashed at the moment.
Yeah, I bet. Yes. Well, you need to go on a pub crawl with her. She deserves it.
Meet up with us for a pub crawl before people, then. It won't be as awkward.
Oh, so polyamorous.
Well, that's a whole other conversation. Were you expecting that response, Meg?
I was not. I was thinking a couple of schooners, but...
he was thinking a couple of something else.
I think Pete's got something else.
Hey, Pete.
What were we talking about? Wet pussy shots before, was it?
Pete, I need to unpack this, man. You're very frustrated at home, aren't you? If you took a pub crawl and you spun it into the... That? What's going on, mate?
She's working long hours at the hospital, down in Wyong. Groundskeeper Pete.
Hey, you're into what you're into.
Lonely nights at home.
Well, not so lonely.
Sounds real busy at Pete's house.
Things got a little weird. That's all right.
That's all right. It's fun.
Groundskeeper Pete.
Yeah, who knew?
What do you think of that, Meg?
Well, you know what?
You know, there's another option.
Let's just stick to the pub crawl with Josh.
You sure you don't want Groundskeeper Pete to come along? I think he's been pretty keen.
You know what? I'm happy just to have the...
Tales from the Wyong Hospital.
Wow. Jackson, good morning.
I don't think we can beat that.
Was that a change?
I think Jackson's on the phone at the moment.
Yeah, what's the goss is up next. I mean, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
We'll catch up with him in a second here at New FM. Plus, the brand new Bachelorette joining us after 8 o'clock this morning, Brooke Blurton, the Bi Bachelor.
That's right.
This is going to be a great season, guys. Details soon at New FM.
Hit the Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
No one's got reason!
Coronavirus!
But
it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Yes, here he is, producer Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of Fergie, very quickly, do you remember when she did all those handstands on the Today Show? Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, my God. No. Okay, so take a bit of a listen. I'm going to go on YouTube and just get this up because it's amazing. So this is her doing one-handed handstands drunk at 8 a.m. in the morning. Oh, my gosh.
What the hell?
I had to play that for you because it's one of my favourite things. Second in line to her urinating herself on stage.
Oh, did she do that?
Yes, and she played the whole concert and then she went on to do the national anthem. We all know how that went.
Do you know what? Funny you say that. I've got that right here. Oh, terrible. Anyway,
Jason Sudeikis, let's talk about him. Is anyone watching his show on Apple TV, Ted Lasso?
No. I've been meaning to.
Apparently it's very good. I've been meaning to as well, but I just can't commit to it because I'm too busy. Too busy and I don't really like him. Anyway, he's opened up about his life and his name. So he's one of these celebrities who isn't actually called what he's called, but there's a good reason for it. Take a look.
True or false, your real name is Daniel.
Is that my real name, Daniel? My first name?
Yes.
It's true, yeah. My dad's father, I was, you know, Daniel Jason. He's Daniel Joseph. And my mom decided to call me Jason so that we knew which one she was yelling at.
Clever.
Clever. There must have been a lot of yelling.
It's a slow celebrity news day, let me tell you. But it made me think, because when I was a kid, right, this isn't like a name thing, but this is just being yelled at by your parents. So there was an ad for Cotty's Cordial on TV where it's the kid's like, Mum, get me a drink. And my mum always used to yell at me like I was the one that was asking for it. Get it yourself. But yeah, anyway, that's the story. Interesting how many people, though, like how many celebrities don't actually have their real names. Like, have you heard Cardi B's name?
No. What is it?
Belcalis Almanza.
Well, that's not really marketable. No.
It doesn't roll off the tongue as well, does it?
Gigi Hadid is Jelena. Like, that's fascinating.
I can understand why she changes to Gigi.
Jelena.
Jelena sounds like a fake name.
Like a brand of jelly.
Yeah, or when you look at the name Jill and you need to quickly make up a fake name, but Jill's written on the wall. So you're like, Jelena.
Jelena, like jelly.
Bruno Mars. What do you think Bruno Mars' real name is?
It looks like a Sean.
I think Peter.
Yes, it's Peter.
Oh, my God. I actually didn't know that. There
Peter Jean Hernandez. Amazing.
Fun new game, like real name bingo. You just guess celebrity real names.
Did you see Kanye officially changed his name as well?
Oh, yeah. Yes. He's now Yee.
What an idiot.
Yeah. It's a no from me.
Do you know what I think of that? That whole situation, him changing his name. This is what I think of that.
Who's bright shrine and bright star?
Terrible.
Oh, so bad. Moving on, Alicia Silverstone. So she got divorced recently or a couple of years back and she is having a lot of trouble with the dating apps because you know what it's like for celebrities on there. No one believes that it's them, but this poor guy that she organized a date with. Take a listen.
A few years ago, I tried to get on one of the dating apps and I put a fake profile because I wasn't comfortable yet being me. And then I got kicked off. I got banned. And then I tried again. I got the Purge app. So I went on as myself, and it took a lot of courage to do it, and then I did it. I had a date with someone planned, and then the day I went in to find out about the date, like, I had been banned, poor guy. I got kicked off as myself, too.
Oh, no. God.
Just
he got ghosted.
Just go and riot. And it's obviously not that. I don't even think it's that. I think that people didn't believe it was her.
Yeah,
and they just report you.
That's don't you true. Have to submit ID for some of them?
Yeah, for some of them. But I love how she starts it by saying that she actually initially catfished people because she was too scared. I mean, no reason. Look, as I said, it is a slow news day. So just to save this, what's the goss? The only good thing about it.
Remember Alicia Silverstone was Batgirl in the 1997 feature film Batman and Robin?
No.
I'll show you the picture. Maybe she was. She was terrible in it, by the way. It was an awful movie.
She looks quite cross.
When George Clooney was Batman, Chris O'Donnell Robin, not good.
Because she was Sharon Clueless, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, she should have just stopped there. I think.
Yeah, wrap it up.
You know what's fascinating? We've spoken that long and she's still going. Like, I haven't even stopped this video. The cartwheels continue. Amazing.
That is amazing.
The Novos. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. When you wake up.
Oh, God. Another day, another Robbo story. Of course, the Councillor Robinson. Oh, God. This time, no shirt in the council meeting. We've managed to track down the transcript from the meeting, so we're going to reenact it because, oh, boy, it's entertaining.
The audio has somehow disappeared.
It can't be found.
Feed,
so. We tried to find it. We've scoured a 3-hour council meeting.
Do you know how very boring it is?
Oh, God.
Let's just, can you just run through some of the topics actually, that were up for discussion last night, Crevo? Because, wow.
I took a photo of one just for this exact purpose. Right, so they were talking about, I think, petrol station, whether a new petrol station could go in some area. And they're like, Georgetown is surrounded by numerous petrol stations, all located in high traffic roads. If we consider a 1.5 kilometre radius from the premises, there are 6 petrol stations. If you look to a 2 kilometre radius, the number increases to 14.
Stop.
How many petrol stations do we need?
Do you have Councillor Crevo on this?
Do you have the takeaway shop one?
Oh, no, I don't. I've lost it.
We're whinging about a takeaway shop.
Another petrol station at random here. It's just so boring. God. Imagine having to wade through that every week.
You know what? I support him. Not his views, but I support him getting naked and spicing things up. Why not?
Look, this is the question I put to the team, and that is there a rule against taking your shirt off in a Zoom councillor meeting?
Well, we can't answer it. I don't think there's any rules.
No.
So if there's grey area, he's free to get nude.
Well, he's taking his shirt off, and it looks like a wide area, to be honest.
Chatting more next.
The Novos.
And we're talking Councillor Alan Robinson. Oh, what a night. What a time to be alive.
Yeah, we awoke to this great news.
A little disappointed I missed it.
Well, absolutely, because
primetime viewing.
It's one of the more exciting things that happened in the last day or so. He, of course, was seen taking his shirt off in the middle of a council meeting via Zoom because, well, he just wanted to, I think.
Because he could.
Well, this is the thing. We were talking about whether there's a rule that stops you from getting naked on a Zoom council meeting. I'm sure they've got that covered for in an actual council building because, you know, there's been a couple hundred years to work all that sort of stuff out. But with Zoom, we're in new territory.
Exactly.
Now, we've managed...
We haven't found the audio.
No,
we can't. We're mysteriously missing.
We've been hunting high and low through the video because it is uploaded to YouTube.
Yeah.
But we're not sure, but we're thinking that maybe it somehow disappeared into the night. But we did find the transcript of what went down through the exchange. And what I thought we could do, because there's no audio, is a reenactment. So, Meg, you'll be
Niwatali
for this morning. And Maddie, you're going to be Councillor Alan Robinson.
Oh, yes.
We might have to embellish here because there's not much to go off, but I'm pretty sure you could do a very good Councillor Robinson impersonation.
Okay, well, we'll give it a go.
Okay.
So let's set the scene, right? On Zoom, Niwatali has a beautiful, almost rainforest background as her background.
Yeah.
Alan Robinson in that famous lounge room of his, naked body. Meg, would you like to start proceedings?
Yes, well, Councillor Robinson, can I just call you to order? You cannot be unclothed on a council meeting. It's not okay. It brings the council into disrepute, and I just don't want to deal with it. So please, don't do it.
While Councillor Robinson responded and could be seen on the public webcast shirtless, his comments could not be heard. His initial appearance, as viewed by the Lord Mayor and other councillors, was not visible to the public. He said, "Look, I've been sitting at home in dirty work clothes from my day job. I do demolition, didn't you know? This is my side hustle. This is my side hustle helping the community. My wife put him in the wash. She didn't want to wait. And I got to the meeting late and I didn't have time to have a shower. What do you want me to do? Huh?
You know what? That was a beautiful impersonation.
Was it? Are you happy with that?
Yeah, very good.
You know what? The audio wouldn't have been as good as that.
No, this was
absolutely
far
not.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the free service that we provide to you.
What a rig. What a rig, though. Mm. Oh, man, I just can't believe he did it. I'm into it. Like,
there are
not his views, but I'm into that he spiced that very boring meeting up.
Can we do a watch party for the next council meeting?
No.
No.
Please?
I refuse to sit through
this. It's too much.
Every time they mention policy, have a wine.
Oh, well, that's a whole nother drinking game.
I think you'd be at work the next day.
No, certainly not. Most of it is that how many petrol stations are in this suburb stuff, and then very occasionally you see Councillor Alan Robinson with no shirt on or eating food or something hilarious like that. I swear he had a dinner one time.
Yeah, his wife's salmon.
Last one.
That's right.
Yeah,
his wife's salmon.
Famous salmon.
Yeah.
Having some salmon. Everyone else is so professional in their like little suit jacket and shirt and everything. And he's there, shirtless, eating dinner.
What's interesting, the last time this happened, the other people on the Zoom meeting, knew Atali wasn't on that one, like annoyed but still like tolerant.
Yep. They pushed on.
Atali is like, no, I'm not doing this.
Not on my watch.
Stop it.
No. birthday lotto up next, guys.
Yeah, $525 up for grabs. What month are we looking for, Craig?
Okay, so I've just checked it out, and we are looking for August.
Awesome. August, babies. It is your turn, 13:09, if you want to play.
The Novos.
The Novos birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Think of all the things you could buy with $525. I'm thinking of all the shoes that I could add to my collection. That would be amazing. But it's not up to me.
Like one heel?
Oh, possibly. The ones I want, yeah. if you're born in August, though, that's what could be happening. We're playing birthday lotto, baby.
All right, let's meet our caller. Her name is Elsie from Edgeworth, works in a car yard, eloped during lockdown, can play the ukulele. Her special but useless talent is making her eyes point in opposite directions from each other. Elsie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Elsie.
Good morning, Novo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you eloped during lockdown. I love this.
My
How
dream.
Was it?
Yeah, we did. We just decided, like, we didn't want to keep putting it off. We've got family in Queensland, so we thought, we'll elope now, and then when it all gets back to normal, we'll do it all again.
Where did you go? Like, what did you do?
So we were getting married in Wollombi.
Yeah.
At Mistwood.
Nice.
So they actually do like little elopements. So we did it at the same venue. So it's like a full dress rehearsal, pretty much.
So cool.
That's cool. I like that. It's a good little spot, Wollombi, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really pretty out, and it was like a bush setting, and you know the people there were fantastic as well. So I'll give them a bit of a shout out.
Oh, good stuff. Did you play the ukulele? On the day?
Provide your own band. Yeah.
That's for the big day. That's for the big day.
All right, let's do this. I love this. $525, what would you spend the money on?
Probably some bills at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Nice one. Knock that off. Here we go, Meg.
Okay. Always dropping them. Elsie, were you born on the 25th of August?
No, it was the 4th.
Sorry.
Thank you, Elsie. Sorry about
good.
That.
Yeah.
Back before 9 o'clock, 5:25. So good, guys. Up next, though, after the news, we are playing 20K Road to Freedom.
Oh, yes. This is brilliant. Your chance at, well, a share in $20,000 worth of prizes.
Lots of different stuff. Holidays, concert tickets, movie tickets, fashion vouchers, pub vouchers. Anything you want. It's on this wheel.
Yeah, if you want to play 131009, we'll do it next after the news at New FM. Plus, The Bachelorette, Brooke Blurton. It's quite the mouthful, isn't it? Joining us real soon.
The Novos.
New FM's 20K Road to Freedom.
This is so exciting. We get to give away a share in $20,000 worth of prizes every day just to help everyone out at this time, right?
Take, like, life out of lockdown by the horns, essentially. Everything we couldn't do in lockdown is on this wheel.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
All the beauty stuff.
Beauty stuff, pubs, getaways. We've had party buses. How good?
Yeah, there's so many great prizes on this wheel. It's time to meet our contestant right now, Donna. Welcome to the Freedom Drome. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
Fantastic. We feel free. We feel excited.
What's the most exciting thing you've done so far out of lockdown, Donna?
Probably going to the shop.
Oh, you need this wheel. That's what I'm saying.
This is what it's here for, essentially.
Exactly
so,
right.
What are you hoping for to spin up on the wheel?
I don't really care. I'm happy to get anything.
Just happy to be involved in the whole situation.
All right. Well, you've got a chance of picking myself, Crevo, or Maddie to spin the wheel. Who do you think is going to be more lucky?
I reckon Maddie.
Oh, all right. Let's do this.
No
are
pressure.
We ready? Let's spin this wheel. Oh, I hope it works out for you, Donna. Oh, there's some good prizes there. Oh, pretty good. Donna, you've won a lunch cruise for two on Newcastle Harbour with Nova Cruises, which is great.
How good's that?
So good.
You're very
That's
welcome.
Great.
Those guys are really professional. You have a great time. Congrats, Donna. Appreciate that. Wow.
Beach shopping.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, coming up next, very exciting. You've probably seen the promos on TV for The Bachelorette. Kicking off tonight, 7:30 on Win, of course, Brooke Blurton. It's her third outing on the franchise. So she was in the Honey Badger season.
Yeah.
And she was in Bachelor in Paradise, where she came out and said, hey, I'm bisexual. So this year, the very first ever bi bachelor, men and women competing for her affection.
Third time lucky for her, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. But also, there's another element to this in that when you've got all these different people in there, because there's guys and girls all in the mansion together, hanging out, talking hours, long filming days, nothing to do, maybe a couple of drinks in there.
Lots of booze.
You know there's booze going on. Who knows who of them are all hooking up with each other. There's a whole new element to this.
This is going to be great. The Bachelorette, Brooke Blurton, joining us in minutes.
The Novos.
Tonight, 7:30 on Win. The Bachelorette is back. The first ever bi bachelor, guys. And also first ever Indigenous Bachelorette as well.
Really
her name
cool.
is Brooke Blurton. She joins us on the show now.
The Australian version has chosen its first bisexual bachelorette.
Brooke Blurton is this year's bachelorette.
It's absolutely authentic. Everything about the show is authentic.
Yeah, so that's Brooke Blurton, who was first a contestant on The Bachelor and then was part of Bachelor in Paradise.
Hi, Brooke. How are you?
I'm going good. How is everyone?
Hey, we are doing well. Congratulations. I love the representation here. What's the, I guess, the vibe been like from the public so far?
Really positive. So far.
Yeah.
There's always going to be your critics, but I've got thick skin and I'm prepared. But it's been overall really positive and, really quite nice. I think everyone's really excited for this season to air.
Online, the feedback I've seen has been really, really good so far. But when you were, first approached with the concept, did you jump on it? Or were you like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this?
I think originally, even, when I finished up Paradise and the Honey Badger seasons, there was always some concerns with how it was going to be. I guess, I don't know if you've ever seen the show, A Shot at Love, Tequila.
Yes.
And I was so worried that it was going to you never know how these things work. But I think spending so much time with production and the network and speaking about how it was run, gave me a lot of, clarity and a lot of, relief, because I was like, it's not about anything like that. It's about myself and my journey, which is my favorite word in the world.
Now, we're all so excited about this season. I've been watching some of the trailers to get myself prepared. They look quite dramatic. Are you someone who normally attracts drama in your day-to-day life?
Absolutely not. I'm probably the least dramatic person, and if there's any drama, I sort of remove myself from it as soon as possible. But I think with this being, in the position of, you are the biggest driver in this whole show, but also in the whole experience, you've got to face and confront things firsthand and do things that are kind of uncomfortable, but, stand up for yourself. That's kind of how I deal with conflict in my day-to-day life.
Do you know what I love, Brooke? You've actually, doing this and being the first person, worldwide in the Bachelor franchise, for you to stand up and represent, a sector of our community, like this. I think it's so great. It's like, do you feel any pressure from that perspective? Because we haven't really seen anything like this on television, and often queer characters are always sort of secondary. You're up there, front and center. This is really cool.
I think I definitely felt more pressure at the start. Yeah. And I think the pressure doesn't come from being anything other than myself. I think the pressure was really coming from doing it justice and doing both communities and representing them with so much integrity. I feel like that was where the pressure was holding. And I think I sort of released that from myself, because I was like, well, I can't feel like the weight is on my shoulders going into this experience. I just kind of have to take it as it is and lean into it. And yeah. I feel like the production and the team really just let me be myself and like let me do the experience, have choices, have to make decisions, and I just, you know, really run my own show. And I felt like I could be my complete self. So, yeah, that pressure was definitely released. But I do feel, I think, a niggling side pressure just for everyone to love it.
Well, the promos look amazing. I mean, I think there's like, amazing stuff. But what I wanted to ask you as well, obviously, a lot of people aren't that educated in the community overall about being bi and what that entails. You know, there's a lot of, I guess, not dumb, but kind of uneducated assumptions when it comes to bisexual people that, you know, oh yeah, you just either choose one or the other. Can you explain, just from your perspective, what it actually means to be bi? Because it isn't really just like, oh, well, I'll take one or the other.
No, I think for me, it's always been that I do look at people and I look beyond gender.
Yeah.
Look, and I generally don't sit in the category of people being like, oh, I don't see gender. I do see gender, but I see the differences in both and I love both. So for me, like I have had relationships with women and they've flourished and they've been so beautiful, and I've had equally the same with men. So I have, you know, when I was younger, had this super big confliction, but as I've sort of like, you know, grown in my skin, I was always made to feel different for it, but I feel like now I've just flourished in it and I'm like, this is me and I can't change that. And I think sexuality is so fluid. And I think a lot of people are uneducated and don't really understand, you know, the different terminologies and what they mean for different people. Yeah. Like, I think not everyone is just heterosexual. And I think, when people start to sort of see that and wake up to it, I think they'll start to sort of open their hearts and open their eyes to, how fluid sexuality is.
You can't help but be attracted to who you're attracted to. Absolutely. It's just it's so hard sometimes for our generation to even understand why anyone cares about that. But we have to look at the history and see that it's been so complicated for so long.
And we've got more with The Bachelorette. Brooke Blurton in minutes, premiering tonight, 7:30 on Win.
The Novos.
The Bachelorette is back tonight, 7:30 on Win. The very first bi Bachelorette, Brooke Blurton. She continues our chat now.
The Australian version has chosen its first bisexual bachelorette.
Brooke Blurton is this year's bachelorette.
It's absolutely authentic. Everything about the show is authentic.
Yeah, so that's Brooke Blurton, who was first a contestant on The Bachelor and then was part of Bachelor in Paradise.
Can you tell me, when you went in, were you happy with the selection of guys and girls? Because every time I watch The Bachelor, I'm like, man, like, are they happy with who's coming in? What was that like?
I absolutely adored every single person that came through. It was so hard to say goodbye to people when you sort of, you know, develop these connections or even just friendships, and you just realize, wow, like, I can't. Yeah, it was so hard.
Are you sure there wasn't even one where you were like, oh, good, there's a rotter. Just like, see ya. That's an easy choice. Not even one.
I think people's true colors really come out later, but what they've shown me, I guess, you know, what people have shown me face value, I was like, oh, wow, I could see why people's, like, there's so many different unique characters, I would call them.
Okay, that's the politically correct way of saying.
Do you give the producers a list of, like, physical traits that you're after? Because I know people are like, oh, it's all about the personality, but, I mean, there is still a big element of you need to be, like, physically attracted to the person.
Yeah, I have my different types, I guess, in women and also men. Like, both I really like someone who's athletic and sort of can keep up with me. I think the traits that I was more looking at were people that who were compassionate and like really genuine and authentic. But I didn't mind also like people that were really kind of like artsy or had like a little bit of a niche hobby. Like I kind of like someone who's got a bit of a difference to me, sort of opposites attract, but also like I do love like someone who loves sport, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. Now looking to the future, obviously you can use this platform to, you know, propel yourself into other businesses, other opportunities. Abby Chatfield, she's just signed up with the adult toy company, making heaps of cash off that. Have you got any deals on the horizon to make your money, yourself some money?
Are you releasing a range of...
I was not
exactly
asking
what he wants to ask.
I would never ask that.
Did you guys not get the memo? I'm releasing an album next week.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, you got to make money where you can.
I'm only kidding. God, I can't sing
to poop. This has been so good. Brooke, do you know what? You're actually the most down-to-earth
chick. Hey, don't cut Brooke off while she's promoting her new businesses. This is the whole point. You got to get your plugs in and strike while the iron's hot.
Exactly. No.
It's going to be awesome, Brooke. You're killing it. And do you know what? You're so down to earth. Just chatting to you. We've spoken to so many Bachelor
You've been awesome.
Contestants. You're awesome. I hope it all works out for you.
Thank you so much, guys. It's been a pleasure talking.
You've got all fans here in Newcastle, that's for sure.
Yeah, thanks. There she is. The Bachelorette, Brooke Lurton, premiering 7:30 tonight on Channel 10, guys. There you go. So good. I love her. I'm so excited for this. Meg, you hate The Bachelor.
I'm watching
You're
this.
You're watching it tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm very keen to see it.
I think it's going to be one of the most interesting seasons, maybe ever.
To be honest, I think it might revive the whole franchise.
Yeah.
The last Bachelor season,
Big yawn fest. Now they've got, like I said, all of the different people that can all hook up with each other and create some excitement.
Even just the curiosity factor. Will she end up with a guy? Will she end up with a girl? That'll get people in.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Novos. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Yeah, from 9 o'clock this morning, we are going 105 minutes commercial free with producer Jackson.
Ooh, yeah, we are. With the Jonas Brothers as well, with Marshmallow. These guys fascinate me. Have you seen their renovation TV show?
Oh, God, no.
I want to, though.
Because one of them flips houses now, just as like a little bit of a side hustle.
Which one?
The ugly one. I don't know his name. It's He's just the less better
Joe?
Looking.
You're talking about Kevin?
Kevin!
I didn't even know there was a Kevin.
Yeah, not many people
do. They have a fourth brother, like a younger brother that nobody knows about.
It's like there's always one brother. It's like the Hemsworth brother that no one knows.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He was on Home and Away too, I think.
Yeah.
The Spice Girls in there.
Nice.
As well, excellent. Yes. And a bit of Halsey too.
I love Halsey. Absolutely.
Halsey's great.
Gorgeous mum at the moment.
Mmm.
Her Instagram, I swear to God, every day on her Instagram, she's got different hair, different makeup, different everything.
She's just so cool. She's one of those people where you look at her stuff and then you make it like makes you feel like a loser.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Don't forget, rate the music now, guys, which is fantastic. Newfm.com.au. You could win one of two incredible staycations at Blacksmith's Holiday Park, guys. So get onto that. Rate the music now. Only takes 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. Next, though, we all got very excited on the show yesterday when we decided we were going to get our own show tinny, a little boat that could be just for the show, could maybe go out, do some fishing, that sort of stuff. No idea how we were going to get it. A listener has actually offered up a work in progress boat. It needs a bit of a renovation, so we're looking into that. But Jackson, who amongst the team is definitely the most qualified to talk about boats, he knows quite a bit about them. So you're going to ask us a couple of questions and quiz us to see how prepared we are for boat ownership.
I'm going all the Chase Australia on you.
Great.
Are you Andrew O'Keefe or Larry Ender?
No, I am the governess.
The Novos.
We are getting a show, tinny. You guys were teasing me so much yesterday. You don't know what to do with the boat. Jackson's going to quiz us right now.
Let's see who, if any of us know. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
Now, I've got to admit, I'm a little bit nervous because I think the questions are going to be harder than I imagine. Right. And in my mind, boat ownership, you just have the boat, do some fishing, job's gooden.
Yeah, no, not really. So what I've done, because, of course, to have a boat, you need a license first. I've basically just gone on to the RMS, and I've taken a couple of the practice questions. So these aren't even seriously hard questions. These are just practice questions that you have to actually answer to get through the door to do the proper test.
So you own boats. So you're in and around that scene, right? And your husband works on boats.
Yeah. So, I mean, my knowledge is not great. I mean, I just look at the bank account. But I'm a good researcher. So I'm gonna put you through your paces. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, totally. Right.
First question. What is the maximum permissible blood alcohol concentration that a person over 18 can have whilst driving a vessel in New South Wales? I'll give you options, okay? Under 0.05, nothing at all, or under 0.02?
Okay, show order. I'm going to say under 0.5.
I'm going to say
same as well.
Yeah, these are all correct.
Oh, excellent. Okay. We're ready to own a boat. Thank you.
We're off to a good start.
Okay.
Next question. What, and I think this is going to be very important, especially if Matthew's driving the boat, what is the minimum number of distress flares you must carry on a vessel in open waters? Options, none. Another option, 2 orange smoke flares and 2 red hand flares, or 3 orange smoke flares and 3 red hand flares.
I'm going to go with C, Meg.
Meg?
Let's put it out there, 0?
I think it's the 2 and 2.
Yes, you're correct, Crevo.
Thank you.
All right.
Actually, I'm sort out. Of knew that in the back of my mind, which is weird.
Did you?
Do we have to buy...
You got to buy the flares. What?
Yeah, you got to buy the flares.
You need a waterproof box to store them in as well.
I think this is also going to be very important. What channel on the VHF radio is the distress channel?
I have my guess in my mind. Mm. You guys go first, though. Don't Google it. Get your hands away from the keyboard, you cheeky little fella.
I think let's go with Channel 6.
Channel 6.
Channel 10.
I think it is it 99?
No, it's Channel 16.
Oh, there's 0 points.
My next question is, what does this thing do? Because you're going to need to know this. Vertical speed indicator, what's that for?
So, that is to... Wait, just bear with me. The vertical speed indicator is like a speedometer, but it measures how much the boat's lifting up at the front, depending on how fast it's going. So there's obviously like a limit as to how fast you go, and then obviously the faster you go, the more it lifts up. So
okay,
it
Meg.
Like measures that.
I was just going to go wind speed.
I think it's just knots.
Okay. It's got nothing to do with a boat. It's actually about how high an aircraft climbs. So you've all failed. next question. If someone says that they're standing on the starboard side of a vessel, where are they positioned on the boat?
Now, I'm going to put this out there. This is probably the most basic question. It's at the front right.
Front right? Lock that in?
Yeah.
I was just going to say front in general.
I think it's back, isn't it?
Matthew, you're actually correct.
Oh, wow!
Which is surprising. Now you've got that knowledge, you can answer this. When and where should you drive a vessel in a channel? So, on the port, left-hand side, in the middle of the channel, or on the starboard right-hand side, or on any side, it doesn't matter, as long as you don't crash into anything else.
I think in the... I'm going to say on the left-hand side.
The starboard right, is that what you said? I'm going to go with that.
I'm going to say left as well.
No, Meg, you're correct. Oh. It is the starboard right-hand side.
Okay.
And also, too, I think you can class D as it as well. Just don't crash into anything.
Is that just your advice, though?
Just my advice. So maybe don't let Matthew drive. I've got one last question.
Okay.
This is very, very important. Sorry to lay the boot in, my man. But I just don't have confidence in you driving a boat. What is the main purpose of navigation lights on a vessel?
I don't know, to see what's ahead.
Okay, Meg.
Okay, so other people can see you.
That's what I think. It's to so other people can see where you are.
At what point in the day?
Oh, nighttime.
Just nighttime.
Oh, dusk.
All times?
Dusk?
Nah, I'm going to go at nighttime. I think it's a trick question.
Okay, it's to actually indicate where you are to other vessels at dusk and dawn.
Oh, I did say dust.
You
did.
No, so you're half a point.
Now, is anyone going to bribe me to pass them on this boating license?
Now,
I do have a bottle of gin somewhere.
Okay, well, you failed.
No, I was going to say no. No bribery.
But we're not on a boat right now.
Well, we're in the test. You can't bribe officials.
Of course not.
Especially not with gin. That's very tempting.
What I'm taking from this, guys, between the three of us, we've got half an idea.
Well, so the final score was myself on 2, Maddie on 2, Meg on 2.5, but then went back down to 2 because she tried bribery. So we all got 2, which is 6 points. I think there was only 5 questions.
Well, in total, I'm knocking off 3 points because you couldn't tell the difference between a plane part and a boat part.
Well, that's a great point. Does this boat have wings?
No, it hasn't had a Red Bull.
It's a fail.
No, all we need to do is read the book.
That's true.
Oh, you just do the online test 70 times and get the answers.
Oh, thanks.
Also possible.
That's how I got my L's.
Hey, guys, birthday lotto is up next. We are playing for $525 today. Kruger, what month are we looking for?
All right, I've just spun the wheel now, and it has come up as June.
The Novos.
The Novos birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, we're after June babies here, right? This is very exciting. Your chance at $525.
Yeah, Kerry from Cessnock, she's born in June, wants to travel to New Zealand and when she can and spend the cash on Christmas. I'd like Christmas presents for yourself, Kerry.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well, babe. So what kind of Christmas presents are we after?
For my family.
Oh, no. Treat yourself. Hey. Christmas is good when you treat yourself.
Kerry, it says you're at work and you're talking really quietly.
Are you under the desk?
Are you hiding in the closet?
I'm not.
You're in the kitchen.
I'm in my office.
Oh, good, okay, good.
Just, it's a the glasses are very soundproof.
Here we go. Spinning the balls for you, Kerry. Hope you win $525. Meg the Ball Lady, it's coming.
The worst nickname.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
the Lotto Lady.
Lotto Lady, there you go.
Meg the Ball Lady, I like that.
Kerry, were you born on the 21st of June?
No, I wasn't.
Sorry, kind of lucky Harry. If you're at work, you can't really get that excited scream.
I know. Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for that, Kerry. Appreciate that. Tomorrow worth $550, guys. That is us done. Enjoy the day. 105 minutes commercial free is up next with Jackson.
Yeah. The plain white tees. Oh, Meg, I can't believe they've tarnished you with that brush of the ball lady. That's the worst nickname ever. I've got to compose myself after that. Oh, my God. Oh, too good. Griff and Black Hole, it is in the playlist as well. I feel like Maddie's going to like this as well.
Oh, yeah.
Loving it up a bit. Great song.
Very good. 105 commercial free starting in minutes. I've just realised, Meg, you're wearing an interesting T-shirt today. A magpie that says...
Swoop, there it is.
Swoop, there it is.
Oh, I love that.
Tag team song? Was it... there it is? Yes, Swoop, there it is.
I love that. That's hilarious. A bit of Aussie humour with pop culture combined.
Yes.
Rare on a tee.
Guys, coming up on the show tomorrow, we're chatting to Carla from Bankstown.
Yes,
now,
that's
you
right.
might know her from TikTok.
Yeah.
So she's Gladys Berejiklian's former PA. Out of the job now.
Yeah, of course.
On Celebrity Apprentice, you're going to hear a lot more about Carla from Bankstown. She's a funny woman.
Yeah, she's about to become huge, and we're going to get her on here first, though.
All right, tomorrow. Have a great day, guys. Bye. The Novos.